I need your help to arrange a loan. There's the house for collateral.
You don't own the house.
My son does.
Before anything else, the process of having him declared dead.
He's prone to long disappearances.
We've been through this, Jillian.
If I could just leave some of these here.
Why don't we just...
Why don't we discuss this later?
There's no need.
Your father left the jacket. This fell out the pocket.
This was my brother's. He died in the Argonne. My father can't forgive that.
I tried to stop them, and they wouldn't listen. They were under orders to get you what you paid for.
Thanks for your input.
How long have you known Mr. Rossetti?
He kicks up the Joe Masseria.
With whom I have a very delicate truce. What might solve a problem for you creates a bigger one for me.
What's your name?
Roger.
You remind me of someone. Well, I'm going to call you James.
My dear.
He was a king.
Good night.
Wait.
I don't think it's a wife.
Don't we both know how to keep a secret? Is that you?
Yes.
You did as I said.
The only one still in the house is the cook.
I'm not paying her to loaf about with nothing to do. Tell her to go.
All right.
This event of yours.
It's for the men from the Legion Hall.
I suppose you have some sort of bond with them. The trenches and such.
I wasn't in the trenches. I was a sharpshooter.
You In any case, Tommy's not to be subjected to any rough language. The first sign of crude behavior, you're to leave. Take him to the Blenheim. I set a proper Easter table there. There's $10 in my purse. Go on.
How are you feeling?
Murders. A man has no idea what we go through every month.
Can I help?
I just want to be left alone and sit in the dark. It's a terrible day for business anyway. All these family gatherings makes the customers feel guilty.
Kathleen, Nora, Anne, Edith, Ryan, Patrick, Dermot, and the oldest is Willie.
How do you know their names?
Mama told me. It's not hard to remember.
Who's our uncle again?
I know everybody's name by heart.
You'll make a fine politician someday.
A girl can't be a politician.
Doesn't England have queens?
Are we all ready? Then let's go meet your cousins.
You always leave your front door open?
That depends on whom I'm expecting.
Wasn't sure I had the right address.
I hope you're sure now.
Is this really where you live?
My late husband left it to me.
Never said you was married.
It was a troubled relationship. Full of sunlight and shadow.
You're talking funny.
Perhaps it's the day. Puts me in an odd mood.
So you're rich. Huh?
Darling. I can barely keep the lights on.
Why don't you sell up? I bet you'll do all right.
Did you come all the way over to talk about real estate?
Anybody else here?
No. Just me. Rattling through the halls like a ghost.
How many rooms in this place?
20.
Get over here and we'll start in this one.
Let's eat first, shall we? You're going to need your strength.
Are you sure we shouldn't help?
Not unless she asks. Okay.
I got you.
You're Willie.
That's me.
Well, now that we're all finally together, the rest of you say hello to your aunt and uncle.
Nora, you're a big girl now.
Thank you for coming, Uncle Nucky.
This is my wife, Margaret.
How do you do, Auntie Margaret?
A pleasure to meet you, Nora. This is Teddy.
Hi.
Patrick.
Ryan.
Brian,
nice to meet you.
Kathleen.
Hello.
Dermot.
Pleasure to meet you.
Is this where your sister lives?
I told you I had a sister.
You don't remember anything. You have a sister and a daddy and a mommy, and they live on a farm.
In Wisconsin.
Is that here?
This is Michigan Avenue. Not the same thing. Mm. How do I look?
You need to fix your glasses.
Mr. Hero. Hello?
Hello. I'm here.
Yes, you are. This must be Tommy.
We walked the whole way.
Here.
Oh, did you bring those for me?
All going smoothly?
How's that?
Shipments to New York.
Is this the topic of conversation?
Up to you.
You're the one who's working there, aren't you?
Mickey didn't tell me anything.
And you'd like me to address that?
I'm not complaining. Should I just...
Can I get a drink?
Right this second?
Do I need an appointment?
I promised you. Not before sundown. Not in the house. I gotta tell you, keeps your head clear.
Preaching temperance now?
Look, Nucky, I'm glad you came. We don't have to talk about anything. All I want is for us to have a nice dinner. Can we do that?
Bless us, O Lord, and...
And these thy gifts.
And these thy gifts, which we are about to receive. From thy bounty. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. There's just something I'd like to say, if that's all right. We've been through some hard times. And I want Uncle Nucky to know we're grateful for all that he's done for us. We're grateful to have him back at our table after so long. We're grateful to meet Margaret at last, who is so lovely. And we welcome her and Teddy and Emily to our family. What I love about spring, how everything starts growing again. When it's all been so gray. And for this to be the day that all of us look at me now.
Beautiful words.
Eat your soup before it gets cold. About time.
Come, Lord Jesus, be our guest. Let these gifts to us be blessed.
Amen. Amen.
That's how you say grace?
What's wrong with it?
Nothing. If you're 6 years old. I bet you liked it.
It was okay.
Tell me this, kid.
Shoot.
Who the hell are you and why are you at my table?
Dad.
Mama's sick, so we came to eat here.
Wow. That's all straightened out.
I told you, Dad. Mr. Harrow takes care of us.
Like Julia takes care of you, Paul. Only without the diaper changes.
You know what? You can go right back next door for all I care.
Thank you.
Of all the days on the calendar, this one takes the cake. He dies, comes back to life, disappears for 2,000 years, but don't worry, he'll turn up again. Suckers.
There's a child at the table.
Am I shocking you? Put all this nonsense in their heads. Man in the sky, everlasting life. 10 years later, we dump them on some godforsaken shore with a rifle in their hands, waiting to get their heads blown off. What good is Jesus then?
Dad, stop it.
What good did he do you?
You don't have to answer
no,
that.
No. He's a man, and I asked him a question.
Just because you don't believe in something doesn't mean it isn't true.
Well, you're shaping up into a disappointment. Can we eat now, Your Lordship? Who's stopping you?
Mr. Harrow, could you help me with something in the kitchen?
Mm-hmm. Put an apron on him.
This is going well.
I'm used to him.
You only think you are. He's got a lot more in his kit bag. Believe me.
He's got you at least.
What's a boxer without a sparring partner?
He hits you.
What? No. I just... When you compare a thing to another thing... He likes you, though.
Why do you say that?
He wants to know what you think. That's not usual. I better get back in there with a chair and a whip. That's for you. I figured you wouldn't want to make a fuss. Did I do the wrong thing? Just tell me.
No. Smells good. Thank you.
I'll keep watch on the little one. Come out whenever you're ready.
Keep us ever mindful of the needs of others. Amen.
Just to cover the plus side first. We still got to stretch along canal over to West Street. The Speaks on Late and Hubert, Cat House on Northmore. The rest, I could say it, not say it, your choice.
We're ready.
We lost a lot of trife with that Tavares business. Just a fact. And right now, in times of the manpower, we don't have it. We don't have it, and they know it. If we were having that conversation. So this is thin. And that is why. No, not my place. Only conversation. But show the boss that we respect and admire. He's not going to care about these circumstances of ours. So what I would ask, maybe, is how do you want to handle that? Because he's waiting.
What?
Are you coming in or not?
In the middle of a meeting.
Turn into the boss.
So start without me.
And then you're the big baby because we didn't wait. Oh.
Well? How you're dressing?
What's wrong with it?
We're not good enough for the suit?
It's not a house suit, it's a business suit.
Oh. What is it?
You know all about it.
Yes, you vestiti. Te lo faccio tu maritare. I love you. I love you.
I said you're naked. How about that?
We maritate per 47 anni. Te pari a te alcuno visto niente?
I'm gonna go now.
I made all the extra.
Oh, very generous, but... Thank you, yes.
Let's start.
What are we, cats in an alley?
Il Signore è benedetto. E chi non fa mancare il pane. Amen.
Amen.
Basta.
Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Who eats the fastest gets the most.
Did you think that of yourself?
Just pick stuff up along the way.
I imagine you've had all sorts of escapades between Indiana and here.
Heck, I've been all over. Worked a logging crew in the Bitterroots. Picked oranges right off the tree in Redlands. Had a little go digging silver in Zacatecas, Mexico.
What about girls?
I got them down there.
Did you break their hearts?
I gave them a good adios.
Such an adventurer. It makes me feel so timid.
What's keeping you here?
Memories, I suppose. And dreams.
That don't pay the bills, though, do it?
How did you become so wise?
Tell you what. You put this mausoleum up on the block. We hit the road with Stash. Have us a fine old time.
I thought you came here for work.
Who wants to do that if you don't have to?
You wouldn't be trying to take advantage of a lonely widow, would you?
Pick up that dress. Spread your legs.
Why? Is there nothing I can do to stop you?
All right, kids, listen up. For those of you that are new to this, these are the rules. No fighting. No arguing. Whoever finds the most eggs wins 10 cents. But whoever finds the red egg wins a quarter. Okay. One. Two. Did I say three?
No.
Well, I'm saying it now. Three!
You point, and I'll look.
I'll do it, Uncle Mucky. He hides them in the same place every year.
What I always think about was this. Ma, putting out three red eggs.
I remember Dad keeping the money.
Still up for the drink?
Why not?
Willie, you're the man in charge.
You make it seem easy. How do you mean? Managing a brood of eight. There are moments I just want to lie down and shut the door. But then there are days like this. And I think this is how life is supposed to be. Your two seem awfully nice.
They're eager to make a good impression. But thank you.
Well, they've all got a bit of devil in them, don't they? Willie ran me ragged for the longest time, if you want to know the truth.
He's quite the young gentleman now.
There was a lot of growing up in the last couple of years.
I'm sorry, June, for all that's happened.
It's not your fault. And Nucky did everything he could to help us out.
Yes, of course he did.
I didn't think you'd come. Eli said I shouldn't bother. But you're my sister-in-law. And we've never even met.
It's just that
you don't have to explain. Eli and Nucky, you know, they've had a lot of ups and downs.
But Eli worships him. He does.
You know what that house was like. Ethan was a difficult man. And their mother. You never met her. Eleanor was the sweetest woman, but like a wisp. A breeze might blow her away. Nucky held them together.
He doesn't discuss such things with me.
That's how he is. All on the inside. But he has a good heart. Are you all right?
He has a mistress.
Pardon?
An actress in New York. He's there half the week. We hardly talk. He's involved in doings I can't bear to think about. He blames me. I blame him. And I feel like the life is being pressed out of me.
Oh. Well, you brought pineapple upside down.
Yes. I hope everyone likes it.
Let me find another cake dish.
Tell you what they are. Hayseed crooks with their hands in the till. Started with Forbes. Any justice, which there isn't, they'll put the whole cabinet in a hooskow.
Who? Look who came back from the dead.
What did I miss?
Right again.
Who'd you vote for, Paul?
Eugene V. Debs.
You voted for a Bolshevik.
Debs is a socialist.
What's the difference?
What's the difference between you and a baboon?
I have necrosis.
How's that my problem?
You could tell him where the bathroom is.
Is your house broken?
Pretty much.
Upstairs, second door on the left. Matt, make sure you aim that pistol straight into the bowl, you got me? Yeah. Okay.
Go to church this morning?
I have to. I'm a knight now.
How do you manage that?
It helps to lose an awful lot of money.
They don't make you confess or anything?
That's for the people in steerage.
My kids growing up. Haven't I taken my licks?
You're back home. You have a job. Under the circumstances, I say you've made out pretty well.
I can't survive this way. Loading trucks. Riding shotgun for 30 bucks a day. Taking shit from Doyle.
That's what this is about. Huh? Your wife begs me to come. Your children smile and curtsy. And you and I wind up out here.
You're the one who wanted to drink.
And you're the one who wasn't drinking.
Do you have to, Nucky? Do you really have to?
You think I'm bottomless, don't you? Just keep reaching in there. And no matter what you do, it's all right. No matter what. You sit down with my enemies. You make choices you can't ever take back. And still, you call yourself my brother. Don't you know how that hurts me? You must be kidding.
Take it, go on. Get up. Put a bullet in me. Get it over with. Because I know you will. Sooner or later. And I'm sick of waiting for it.
Why does it always need to be such a melodrama with you?
So what was he like?
Who?
A guy you got hitched to for all this?
I'd rather not talk about it, if you don't mind.
Sorry, I just figured...
That I did it for the money?
That's none of my business.
We knew each other since we were children. Though I was older than he. That's a difficult situation for a woman. But somehow we put that aside. For a little while, at least.
What happened to him?
He walked out one night. And I never saw him again.
So, you don't really know if he's dead or not.
Where will we go?
You and me? Anyways, ever been to Cuba?
I've never been south of Cape May.
Well, we steam on down there, order us a big pitcher of rum punch, and just see where it takes us.
Just like that?
Why not?
We'd be free, wouldn't we?
What else are we kicking around this old world for? Don't you want to do it again?
Very much. But there's something I wish we could do first.
What?
Take a bath.
Right now? What for?
I'm feeling just the tiniest bit greasy.
Once when you're in there, you can dig a hole while you're in the hole.
What are you doing?
The cowboys are fighting the Germans.
This little shit is sneaking around where you don't belong.
Dad, let go of him.
Break it into his room.
So what?
Put his paws all over his things.
He's a kid, Dad, and Freddy's things don't matter.
They matter to me. He's my son. They matter to me. They matter more than this freak you invited.
Mr. Harrow is a guest in our
they
house.
They matter more than you.
You're drunk, and you don't know what you're saying.
How the fuck would you know?
Oh, I'll go to him right now.
Oh, what?
I'll kill you.
Get out of my house. You're all a bunch of goddamn strangers. Every one of you.
Take some food, at least.
We ate plenty, miss. Thanks just the same.
Mr. Corbett.
Not a word. I've been down in that same bottle, believe me.
How did you climb out?
That's a talk for another day. If you need anything, you make sure you knock, okay?
Give him this. Dad won't know the difference
no, tomorrow morning.
I'm only trying to explain.
We're all leaving.
You mean me? I should go with...
I wasn't.
You're asking...
Yes. You should get your coat. And you should come with me.
Okay.
Gonna sit it out.
Someone has to keep the tradition up.
Uncle Nucky? Uncle Nucky, you want to
Uncle Nucky?
Uncle
Nucky.
As you all know, it's been many years since I've toured the act, and I may be a little rusty.
Let's see it.
Dolly.
Show some leg.
You're a rough crowd. All right. Where are you from, sir?
Your house.
Thought you looked familiar. May I borrow these, or should I just lay my own?
You can borrow them.
Much less painful. Okay. There's this one fella, Theodore by name, I believe, was strolling along the boardwalk one day, taking it over easy, when who should he see? Coming off the steeplechase. But his old pal, Patrick.
Brian.
Pat says he, how are you this fine day? And Pat says, well, since you asked, I'm feeling sunny side up. And they stroll a little bit further. They do a bit of this, a bit of that. When who should they run smack into but old officer?
Eli.
Old officer Eli. What are you rascals up to? Theodore looks at Patrick. And Patrick looks at Theodore, and they both say, we better scramble.
Yeah. Who's next?
That's great.
Margaret?
I wouldn't dare follow that.
I'd like to see what's up your sleeve.
You would you?
Yeah, come on, please.
And Margaret?
Well, now, this is just a bit of nonsense, really. All right. Telling me, Ma, when I go home, the boys won't leave the girls alone. They pulled my hair, they stole my comb, but that's all right till I go home. She is handsome, she is pretty, she is the belle of Belfast City. She is curtain 1, 2, 3, she's going to tell me who is she. Tell me, Ma, when I go home, the boys won't leave.
Tommy, hey, stay close.
Why did I think today would be a good idea?
Didn't really turn out very well.
You're supposed to say something comforting when people are upset.
In that case, I had a wonderful time.
Are you teasing me? You aren't. You are. What difference does it make? Do you really think there's a crocodile boy?
For an apple, we can find out.
No, thank you. Not that I couldn't look at it. Jesus Christ. Pardon my French. It's hard to know what to say to you.
Say anything you want.
Anything? All right. Don't threaten to kill my father. He's a mean drunk and a horse's ass. But I don't like it.
I was just trying to sound tough.
I had plenty of that, and I'm sure not looking for more.
What are you looking for?
I don't know. A raise. See, should he be that close to the camel?
And Tommy. Tommy. They bite.
You can't.
I do.
Hey, are you going to sulk all night because my father's a dope?
No.
Okay, then. I think he needs to go home. Honestly, so do I.
Mr. Gorski.
My name is Julia.
I'm Richard.
Well, how the hell do you do?
Folks, 50 cents, 5 minutes. Happy Easter memories. World's Playground, Year of the Lord, 1923. Sonny up here, Mommy over there, Daddy over there. And what do you have when it's all gone? Nothing without a picture. And... but cheesy! Beautiful,
beautiful. I just need to get this set. With all due respect, you've put me down in this game. I didn't ask for that. Not even a handshake. Make me want things. Things I can see. That I can almost touch. Then you take them away. Not for me, right? Everyone else, but not me. I'm what? A mistake you made? Like some leftovers? And I'm supposed to go through my life. No friendship. No love till I'm pissing in my bed. Coughing up blood on the sheets, then I'll know, right? Then it'll all be clear. Put it in front of me. Take it away. Why would you do that? Just to screw with me? What kind of sick fuck thinks that way? I'm supposed to trust you. Based on the treatment so far, what are you up to, huh? I'm here. I'm listening. I'm ready for any kind of explanation.
Are you all right?
I'm praying.
You're yelling.
Can I ask you something?
Of course.
Where's God keep the rest of it? Answer me! Get the money!
Prepare to be enchanted. Do you like it?
Beats a 10-cent bathhouse by a country mile.
You're going to have a wonderful time here. But you have to indulge me and do exactly as I say. First, you need to undress.
What am I supposed to do next? What about you?
You first. Careful. It's very warm. Slowly. Slowly. There you go. Well?
A little lonely.
Better?
Getting there.
going to wash you now. And you don't have to do a thing. What happened here?
A little dust up.
Don't tell me. A girl?
Somebody was treating her a way I don't like.
And you rode to the rescue.
I don't know about that, but someone had to do something.
Is it nice?
No.
Then close your eyes and relax. I'm going to make you feel very good. You really are rather a decent person, aren't you?
I'm just trying to get along. But it ain't been the easiest life.
Well, it's going to be easier now.
Don't concern yourself.
What is this?
Something special for you.
What goddamn time for you?
Heroin, that's all. Lovely heroin.
How much was in this?
I suppose rather a lot.
How about I put this in you, huh? How about I stick this?
Yeah, this. You're not.
You shouldn't fight it. Enjoy it. Have a new adventure.
Oh, no. 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 Am I talking?
No, darling. You're dreaming.
Voi faceste preoccupare, penoso. Ma io non era quasi finito, è un tiveo a te. Poi, all'ultimo minuto, compare come il cowboy di fin.
You know how it is, Joe. The whole thing with the family.
Ma non è solo la giornata. Una settimana va bene. E piccolo in trasporto. E manco i contasti. Picciola.
It won't happen again.
But you think I'm blind, eh? I'm deaf. You make a war in New Jersey. Body's on the road. But you can't hold on to 20 blocks here where you belong.
I'm gonna turn the whole thing around. No more problems, you see.
Non ti posso controllare, addio. Per nozzo.
I'm your guide, Joe. Whatever else happens, I ain't never forget how much...
Non ti posso controllare, addio. Non mi posso fidare di te. Ma allora, come posso permettere uno come te?
Sister Sunday, Joe.
Also, April Fool.
Well, what are we joking about?
I'm not joking.
Lucky Thompson, Otto Rosti.
What about?
They're not losing sleep over no 20 blocks on the west side. They working together. They building something a lot bigger than you and me.
I'll let them do what they want.
Because you think you got what you have, right? But not for long. Things are changing. The Luciano kid.
Oh, I stated him out. You don't want...
He's not like you and me. Look who he works for, Joe. They building something and it don't include us. Who's gonna own this business, huh? Heebs and Mix and backstabbing fucks that don't respect where they come from. After all the blood we put into it. Che facciamo noi altri, eh? Che succede noi altri? You do what you gotta do with me, but you're gonna be in a war. Whether you like it or not.
You gonna save me, huh?
Give me your blessing. Let me finish what I started, but with enough juice this time to make it stick. I'll bring you Thompson.
Now, what do I care about,
And I'll bring you Rothstein. Luciano and the kikes he runs with, I kill them all. And when I do, they're not going to call you Joe the Boss no more. They're going to call you Joe the King.
Go get two coffee.
All right.
This seems like a shot.
They seem to enjoy themselves. That's what you wanted, isn't it?
I don't know. Yes. Something for them outside of this house. June's very sweet.
Eli was 20. She was 17. He's never looked at anyone else. Not that he hasn't kept her busy.
She's grateful to you for all you've done for them.
Well, maybe I could do more.
And you juggle.
I hadn't done it in years. Picked it up as a kid, hanging around the Midway.
You can juggle. You can be charming and funny, generous.
Say the same about you.
I can't juggle.
I'll teach you right now.
It's too late. I'm sorry, but it's just too late.
Hello?
It's me.
Something up?
That mess in Tabor. I should have said. You were the only smart one in the bunch.
I wasn't able to stop it.
But you put yourself on the line. It didn't go unnoticed. I'll be making a change. You're running the warehouse with Mickey, starting tomorrow. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
All right. Eli.
The whole family had a good time.
Am I interrupting?
No.
How was your afternoon?
There were ups and downs, but in the end it turned out nice.
The girls are back. Tommy behaved?
Yes.
No untoward vulgarity.
Not very much. Are you feeling better?
My son is dead. And nothing on earth will ever bring him back.